ערב שבת שלום, פרשת עקב, והיה עקב תשמעון. So, towards the end of פרשת השבוע, we find a portion of the Torah that everybody is very, very familiar with, פרשת, last week's פרשת, פרשת ואהבת, first פרשה in קריאת שמע, and this week's פרשה has the second פרשה, והיים שמוע. Yeah? נכון? So the Gemara says, why were the Chachamim, why did they put these two פרשיות in this order for קריאת שמע? First, what does the person have to do? לקבל עול מלכות שמיים. Yeah, in Ahavat Hashem. The next parasha discusses what? Yirat Shamayim and Sechar Va'onish. Right? It says, Shema Tishmeu, if you follow the Torah, Benatati, Metarat Sechem, Be'aito, all the rewards, Shamiru Lachem, Beniftei Levachem, Hashem says, be very careful. If you don't listen, Ma'ikre, V'charaf Hashem Lachem Bar Minnan, Chas V'Shalom. So Hashem warns us, listen to the mitzvot, don't transgress the Averot, V'akol B'Sed. There's a very famous Gemara. Everybody knows this Gemara. Masechet Berachot, Daf Lamed Ha Amud Bet. נכון, מה כתוב שם? Everybody famous. Oh, יפה מאוד. מה זה הגמרא שם? The Gemara says like this. תנו רבנן. ואספת דגניך. מה תלמוד לומר? It says in קריאת שמע. You'll collect your grain. לפי שנאמר, לא ינוש ספר תורה מפיך, יכול דברים ככתבן. תלמוד לומר, ואספת דגניך, הנהג בהם מנהג דרך ארץ, דברי רבי ישמעאל. רבי ישמעאל says, by reading one pasuk, you might think, in pasuk in Yehoshua, you always have to be learning, but then what's going to happen to all the crops? How are you going to have parnasa? No, says the Torah, says Rabbi Ishmael, learn, but v'asafta deganecha, hanheg b'ayim minag derech eretz, which means what? The world has to, you have to eat, yeah? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, efshar adam choresh v'sh'at harisha, Torah matay aleha, yeah, parnasa is great, but you know, you always have to be doing something for work. Yeah, you have to, there's a season for plowing, and then there's a season for planting, and a season for harvesting, and a season for collecting, and you're busy all year long. What's going to happen to the Torah? Alach, elama, says Rabbi Shimon, I have a better idea. Matase. Yeah. He says, Ela bizman sheYisrael osin etzono shel makom, melachta na'aset al yedei acherim. When Am Yisrael follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, all their work, all their parnasa zachin happens, who does it for them? Other people do it for them. ובזמן שאין ישראל עושה ניצנו של מקום, מלאכתן נעשית על ידי עצמן, שנאמר ואספת דגניך. ולא עוד, אלא שמלאכת אחרים נעשית על ידן, שנאמר ועבדת את אויביך. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon holds that ואספת דגניך is kind of a punishment. When you don't do what you're supposed to do, when you're not so, you know, in depth in Torah ומצוות, then you'll have to work yourself. And not only that, not only will you have to work for yourself, but you'll have to be working for the goyim as well, working for other people. So, and the Gemara ends off, Amar Abaye, Harbe Asu, Kribi Shimon, Velo Alta Lahem, Harbe Asu, Kribi Shmael, Velo Alta Lahem. Anyway, you have to be a really, really high madrega. Rabbi Shimon practiced what he preached. Nakhon? Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says so much so, Rabbi Shimon v'chavirav were patur from Kriyat Shema. Why? Because what was the special title that the Gemara gave to Rabbi Shimon and his friends? Toratan Umanutan. What was their job? What was their vocation? Torah. A person like that is patur mikriyat shema ben. Yes? Huh? No, that's a different story because of Tirda. Now listen to this, Rabbi. Huh? Yeah, he was patur mikriyat ribiya. Ben Azai was so devoted. Ben Azai was before Rabbi Shimon. He was a generation before. Ben Azai was colleagues with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he was one generation before. Belev Eliyahu, Agon Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, a famous Mashgiach for Hasidim, he was a Talmud of Chabad Chaim. Agon Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian. He asks a very, very powerful question. He says, how could it be that Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, yeah, let's look at this. According to Rabbi Shimon first, V'asafta deganecha is what? It's a reward, and it's something that everybody does as part of the world. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's v'asafta deganecha? It's a punishment. When you, right? Because if you do what you're supposed to, says Rabbi Shimon, what's going to happen? Other people are going to work for you. If you don't do v'asafta deganecha, which means according to Rabbi Shimon, v'asafta deganecha is a form of punishment. How could it be a form of punishment? Look at the psukim. V'haya, im shamoa tishme'u el mitzvotai. אשר אנוכי מצווה אתכם היום, לאהבה את אדוני אלוהיכם ולעובדו, בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם. which means if you do my mitzvot, you listen to my commandments, and with all your hearts and all your souls, from the psukim, it's a very apparent that what's v'asafta deganecha? Reward for following Hashem's commandment. Not only that, b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. How does Rabbi Shimon say that it's a kind of punishment? It's a very, very interesting thing. Now,
but what does it say? It's a punishment. It doesn't say it's a punishment.
Well, he says, "Bizman she'en osin ritzono shel makom." That was the language of
Uvizman. I understand that to mean that if they're not sitting and learning Torah all day long, they're going to be forced to have to work.
En osin ritzono shel makom sounds like what? Whether you want to call it punishment or not, it sounds like not so good. And if you look at the psukim, it looks like this is great based on following about that. Something the Levi was saying, it doesn't, it seems not to fit with the language of the pasuk. You understand the question? Now he says, he answers it with a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says there's a stira. One pasuk in Tehilim says, Ki gadol ad shamayim chasdecha. Right? Your chesed is until the shamayim. And there's another pasuk that says, Ki gadol al shamayim chasdecha. Me'al shamayim chasdecha. Your chesed goes even above the shamayim. Says the Gemara, Ravah is the contradiction. Is it until the shamayim or is it above the shamayim? Says the Gemara, La kashya, haketzad, kan be'osin lishma, v'kan be'osin shelo lishma. Which means what? When you do the Torah mitzvot for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's chesed goes all the way where? Above the shamayim. When you do the Torah mitzvot shelo lishma, with ulterior motives, where does the chesed stop? At the shamayim. Zil. So now he says like this. Yeah, listen. What does it mean, lishma v'shelo lishma? The Rambam, in Shmura Prakim, which is the Hakdama of the Rambam, the Pirkei Avot, he says, unbelievable. He says, what's lishma? Lishma means when a person does the Torah mitzvot solely, only for ahavat v'yirat Hashem, only for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeo, no ulterior motives whatsoever. And then he is rewarded with schar, even above the shamayim. Why? Because it's midah keneged midah. For a person to do something solely l'shem shamayim is against our nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. What's our nature? We're very, very selfish beings. Almost everything that we do in the world is what? What do I get out of it? What do I gain? It's not a bad thing. That's just the way we are. For a person to engage in Torah mitzvot solely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is against your nature. And Hashem rewards you midah keneged midah lemaala midirech hateva as well. If you do things, you do Torah mitzvot with ulterior motives also for yourself, for schar, whatever it is, so Hashem will reward you also limited. Yeah. Now he says, based on that, now let's understand Rabbi Shimon. What's bizman she said, osin ritzono shel makom? That's, what's osin ritzono shel makom? When we do it completely shema, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us shelo kederech hateva, which means what? That how you get your parnasa, other people will do it for you. When you act ritzono shel makom, when you do your Torah mitzvot l'shem shamayim purely, then Hashem says, I'll reward you in a supernatural way. You'll get your parnasa supernaturally by other people working for you. En osin ritzono shel makom, which means you don't do it exactly the way Hashem wants you to do, which means, and we'll answer the question, then what? When you don't do it exactly the way Hashem wants it, that it's, you know, maybe shelo lishma, then what? Midah keneged midah, ve'asafta deganecha. You're going to have to get your parnasa the natural way. What's the natural way to get parnasa? You have to work for yourself. But the next part of the Gemara is really interesting. Because what else does he say? Don't. Not only are you going to work for yourself, but what else? You're going to have to work for the goyim. Whoa, how did that happen? And one second, how do we answer the original question that it seems from the context of the psukim that what? Shamoa tishme'u, b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem. Says the Lev Eliyahu, unbelievable. Listen to what he says. In last week's parashah, the first parashah of Kriyat Shema, what does it say? Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. Yeah? Levavecha is what? Both of your inclinations. Nafshecha, give up your life even. U'v'chol me'odecha, all of your money. Interestingly, The Torah uses very similar language in this week's parasha, in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, one thing's missing. V'haya im shemo atishmeon mitzvotai, Hashem Elohim tzaveh etchem hayom le'ahava et Adonai Elohechem ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Sof pasuk. Uh-oh. What's missing? Where's me'odecha, me'odechem? Hey, what happened to that? Where's the money? Says Rabbi Shimon, this is the Levi Yao, says Geonut. Says Rabbi Shimon, he noticed that the pasuk is missing that. What's that talking about? Yeah, Am Yisrael is serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu with all their hearts, both Yitzarim. With all their souls, they're willing to give up. But without their money. Which means what? That sometimes, there are certain times in Jewish history where their money is too dear to them and they're not willing to part with their money in honor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Over there, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, such a person that doesn't have B'chol me'odecha ta Kadosh Baruch Hu, what ends up happening, says Rabbi Shimon? Yeah, Hashem act, yeah, even though he's doing all the right things, making all the right moves, but it's not l'shem shamayim to the fullest. First of all, natural midah k'neged midah, you're going to have to work for yourself. But eventually, when you're so in love with your money, what's going to end up happening? You're going to fall and fall and fall in your avodat Hashem. And eventually, a person's going to get to such a level where he's going to get punished, not only to work for himself, but to work for other people as well, because of his love for his money. You know, there's a Gemara that says very similar. There's a Yerushalmi in Masechet Yoma that says, here, Makirin an otam shayu yegeim batorah usirim b'mitzvot u'ma'asrot v'chol veset tova ita bahem v'lam acharav, in Bayit Sheni, everybody was doing learning Torah and doing mitzvot v'akol besed, they had midot tovot. So why did Beit HaMikdash get destroyed, says the Yerushalmi in Yoma in the beginning? V'lam acharav ela shayu ohavim et hamamon v'son'in elu la'elu sinat chinam. The first reason the Gemara says why Beit HaMikdash Hasheni was destroyed was what? People were too in love with their money. People being in love with their money led to all sorts of other avonot. And then Rabbi Shimon says, it's not going to stop by you working for yourself. It's going to look at the pasuk. Everything's fine and dandy. Shamoa tishme'o. Oh, b'chol levavchem. B'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Stop. B'chol me'odechem lo katur. If you're in love with your money, it doesn't end well. That's where love, you know, being too into olam hazeh, materialistic pursuits, that can erode the foundations of all of a person's Torah learning, all of a person's mitzvot observance. It's a very, very powerful thing. I saw this mamash kimotzei shalom rav. Slev Eliyahu is a huge find. We have to remember to subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that we have, whether or not a person's going to do like Rabbi Shimon. Harbe asuk Rabbi Shimon v'lo anta b'yadam. Many people did it, and it didn't work. But at least that should be the she'ifa. We should strive for that level of time. That's where we're holding. That's what a Ben Torah has to be, especially. Ben Torah, you know, there's absolutely, imiten ish et kol hon beto ba'ahava, compared to the love and affection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, all of the money and all of the wealth and all of the material pleasures and comforts and desires in the world, hakol mamash batel mutal, nothing's worth one iota of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash l'shem shamayim, nothing can compare. Rabotai, I thank you for listening. Shabbat shalom borach, tzikun shem rabot. Bezat Hashem, I'll see you next time. Be well.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom borach, harav.